From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. In the Middle East today, heavy clashes are occurring on the outskirts of Gaza City between Israeli troops and Palestinian militants. Israeli ground forces are pushing slowly into more populated urban areas. The BBC's Mike Sargent has more from Jerusalem.
Explosions and machine gun fire have been heard along the length of the Gaza Strip. The fighting seems to be intensifying now and moving towards the most densely populated areas. Israeli tanks are said to be around the southern city of Khan Yunis. There are also reports of fighting around Gaza City and more civilian casualties after shelling by the Israeli Navy. There were more than 40 airstrikes overnight.
The BBC's Mike Sargent. President-elect Barack Obama has chosen two outsiders for the top intelligence positions in his administration. Democratic aides say Leon Panetta, a White House chief of staff under President Clinton, will head the CIA. Retired Admiral Dennis Blair is Mr. Obama's choice to serve as Director of National Intelligence. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
Neither Dennis Blair nor Leon Panetta can be considered an intelligence professional. Admiral Blair did serve as the Pentagon's liaison to the CIA. He was also commander of U.S. forces in the Pacific, and in that position he depended heavily on intelligence reporting. Panetta had contact with intelligence officers only as White House chief of staff when he sat in on President Clinton's daily intelligence briefings. His inexperience could make it more difficult to establish a strong leadership role at the CIA, but it also means he's untainted by the intelligence controversies that have swirled around the agency in recent years. Unwarranted wiretapping, secret prisons, and interrogation methods that critics say amount to torture. A former intelligence official says Panetta could be a good advocate for CIA interests in the corridors of power in Washington. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.
Democrat Al Franken has declared victory in Minnesota's U.S. Senate race recount, even as Republican Norm Coleman's campaign vows to fight on in the courts. Curtis Gilbert of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
In his victory speech, Franken acknowledged a court battle looms with Coleman, but he tried to brush those concerns aside, saying his job now is to serve the people of Minnesota.
And the best way I can serve the people of Minnesota right now is to focus all my attention and all my energies on getting to work for them on the issues we'll be facing together.
Franken emerged from Minnesota's statewide recount with a 225-vote lead, but Coleman's attorneys claim the numbers are flawed. They'll make that case in court later this month. Some Senate Democrats have said Franken should begin serving immediately, but Senate Republicans say they'll fight any effort to seat him until Coleman's lawsuit is settled. For NPR News, I'm Curtis Gilbert in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Oil prices rose above $50 a barrel in Asian trading today. U.S. light crude for February delivery rose by $1.41 to $50.22 a barrel in electronic trading. This is NPR News. The auto company Toyota says it will halt production in its Japanese factories for 11 days in February and March because of shrinking global demand. NPR's Louisa Lim reports.
The world's biggest automaker, Toyota, is hurting as never before. These production stoppages of 11 days come on top of a three-day shutdown at its Japanese factories this month. Like other automakers, it's facing a global slump in sales. Last month, Toyota said it was facing its first ever operating loss this year. The company has already reduced production at factories in the US, Japan, Canada, and France. Toyota posted a 37% drop in its December sales in the US. One Toyota official summed up the mood, saying the best thing about 2008 is that it's over. But some are predicting worse ahead as the auto industry deals with an unprecedented crisis. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
Five former Blackwater guards are to appear in federal court in Washington today on charges resulting from a deadly shooting in Iraq. The five will have an initial hearing on manslaughter charges arising from the shooting at a Baghdad square that killed 17 Iraqis. All are expected to plead not guilty. They also are expected to say they opened fire only after coming under attack while escorting a State Department convoy in September of 2007. Transcripts of Blackwater radio logs describe a hectic 8 minutes in which the guards repeatedly reported incoming gunfire from insurgents and Iraqi police. But people who were wounded in the incident said the guards were not provoked. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.